I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. You know that voice when you hear it, which is one reason she is called The Voice and also the Queen of Clubland for her role in the songs that have become classics played over and over again at parties and clubs around the world. What else could we be talking about but Martha Wash? She began as a backup singer, but with fellow backup singer Azora Rhodes became one of the Weather Girls. Together they released their smash hit, It's Raining Men, winning them a Grammy nomination and a hit song that you cannot get out of your head even if you try. She went on to a solo career and even started her own music label, Purple Rose. Today, the R&B and soul diva is working on a new album. But she was nice enough to take a short break to join us in our performance studio in Washington. Welcome, Martha Wash, our diva. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here. My pleasure.
Now, of course, I think a lot of people instantly know your long list of hit songs, but I don't know that everybody knows about your earlier life. So could you just tell us how you realized that you had the voice?
I started singing when I was about 3 years old. My godmother told my mother that I was singing in the back seat of her car. My mother loved to sing. She sang in the church choir. So she was the one who really encouraged me to sing gospel music. And growing up, that was the only music that was played in my house.
You started your career as a backup singer to Sylvester.
Yes.
How did that come about?
I met Sylvester. Well, I saw Sylvester about two or three years prior to actually meeting him and auditioning for him. He was the opening act for Billy Preston. And I just kind of stood there with my mouth open, watching this guy, saying to myself, who is he? And I don't believe it. I had never heard anything like him before. Fast forward a few years later, I get this call to go audition. Go to this house. And at that time, he had just finished auditioning two tall, blonde, thin girls. I walk in. He asks me to sing. I sing. When I got finished, he told the blonde girls to leave. They could go. And we started talking. And he asked me, he said, do you know anybody else that's as large as you are and that can sing? And I said, yes. And brought in Izora a couple of days later.
As large as you? Mm-hmm. You mean?
Big.
Big.
Fat. Yeah. I guess he figured at that time that he saw me and saw the other girls that he had auditioned, maybe his mind shifted and said, well, maybe I can switch this and do two large black girls as background singers.
Right. And I remember that the group at that time was called Two Tons of Fun.
Correct.
Always wanted to ask you how you felt about that.
It was like a novelty name to get attention. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, I didn't weigh 1,000 pounds. But it got people's attention. So we just went on as Two Tons of Fun.
Not sorry to let that one go. Not sorry to let that one go. But and then, of course, in 1982, the smash hit It's Raining Men, which a lot of us know by heart.
Yes. All the hand claps, all that stuff. Yes.
Right.
Yes. True.
And there have been several iterations. There was one with RuPaul. But how did that song come about? And did you have any idea it was going to be as huge as it became? Did you have an inkling or?
No. After we kind of picked ourselves up off the floor from laughing, Paul had begged us, literally begged us, to record the song. And we said, you must be kidding. And he said, no, I really, really want you to record the song. He named everybody who had passed on it. Barbra Streisand, Donna Summer, Cher, I think I left somebody out. But they had all passed on recording this song. And if you stop and think about it, which I've had to do, could you really see any one of those women doing this song? That's the thing. So my feeling is we were the ones that were supposed to record the song because they could have also done it, but it may not have been a hit.
Clearly, it was meant to be.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. And are you going to sing that or are we going to play that? How are we going to do that?
We're going to sing and
awesome.
Play.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, we'll try not to sing with you because you know we all know it.
All right. Listen, well,
let me just say, I'll just say it this way. Half of us know it, right?
The more the merrier. Doesn't bother me.
All right, here it is.
Got some news for you. Get ready, all you lonely girls, and leave those umbrellas at home.
It's rising.
Yes, it's rising.
The water's getting low.
And how low are we going?
According to all sources.
What sources have you been listening to? I want to know. It's tonight for the first time. Just a
You know, that's a little hard for us because most of us aren't used to listening to that song sitting still.
I know.
Okay.
I know it's very.
We'll have to do it again
usual.
Where you can show you our moves.
That's fine. That's fine.
You know, and that song works not just for sing. You said, you know, there's that lyric that Mother Nature is a single girl too, but
right,
you know, a lot
right,
of men
right,
like
right.
that song too. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know? The song is really an official cult classic now. It will be 30 years old next year.
What? Oh, no, that can't be, because that would
yes.
make me 35.
We're all babes.
Yes.
I know.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I don't even have to tell you. I'm talking to R&B diva Martha Wash. We're talking about her career and anything else that's on her mind. Hopefully she's going to tell us about her new album as well. Of course, there's another iconic classic that you sang, Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now, which became CC Music Factory's first hit. We played that in the introduction.
Right.
But you did not appear in that music video. I think a model named Zelma Davis.
Another singer. Right.
How did that happen? I mean, did you just like wake up one day and suddenly I'm like, what? Or did they tell you? Or
no, I had recorded the song for them as a demo. This is 20 years ago. We're talking 1990. And it was released as one of their songs. The way I found out about it actually was through the video. I was in my hotel room flipping through channels and saw the video. And I said, okay, I don't believe this. And talked to my attorney. They talked to the powers that be with CNC Music Factory and everything. And we went to court about it.
And
but it was settled out of court. In fact, we worked together on another CD, and I was in the video for the next song that came out.
And you did win that. In fact, you won some changes that benefited other artists where people had to be properly credited, if I have that right, for work that appeared on an album. But there is that whole thing about, you know, musical talent versus body image. And as I, when I read about that controversy, one of the producers said, well, you know, Martha just has to understand that, you know, we want a different image, you know, for the video. And I'm wondering, do you think anything's changed where there is more of a tolerance for people with different looks, particularly people who are so talented?
Why do you have to tolerate anybody? That's just who they are. Either you accept or you don't. You like, you don't. You buy or you do not buy. And I've always kind of felt or hoped that the buying public can see through and has a little bit more intelligence than what the powers that be say. I just know that I am who I am. I'm never going to be a small woman. If somebody asked me not too long ago, if I had to go through what I went through before now, would I be as successful? And I said, probably not. Even though things have changed, I don't know if I would still be viable. I've been through a whole lot of things over these many, many years, and I've still been able to make music. People still know who I am, but I think maybe if I was just starting out now, I don't know if it would be the same.
Well, we're happy. We're thankful. We're appreciative, right? Right? So now you're working on the new album. Tell us about it.
Well, the new single is called I've Got You, and I'm kind of leaning more towards a pop. I've always tried to record music that was uplifting and inspiring to people, even in the dance mode. But I'm kind of slowing things down now a little bit and doing a little bit more pop, a little bit more ballads, things like that. Still keeping it inspirational and uplifting as much as possible, because times are hard for everybody now, and everybody needs some help, and they need to be reassured that it's going to be okay. Whatever it is, it may be hard going through it right now, but when you come out of it, it's going to be okay.
All right. Well, I think we're going to hear I've Got You.
I'm walking on ice. I'm drawing the lines. I'm reading the signs. Oh-oh. I've taken the world one war at a time. The fall and the climb. Oh-oh. I make my own luck. I shuffle the cards. The spades with the hearts. Oh-oh. I've taken a side. Not scared of the hide. I always turn right. Oh-oh. I can do anything that I want to do, if I want to do. I can be anything, and I'll make it through. I'll make it through. Everyone needs a helping hand, someone to tell them they understand. Everyone needs somebody who will stand behind them and keep them true. Even the tell them they understand. Everyone needs somebody who will stand behind them and keep them true. Even the ones that seem so strong sometimes feel alone when everything's blue. I know I've got you. Yeah. Thank you.
That's lovely. Anything in particular inspired?
Just people. Just people. People need help. Yeah. We all go through our rough patches, and it seems like we're the only ones going through them. But there's somebody out there that knows what you're going through, and they understand. A lot of times it can be a physical person, but it can also be a spiritual thing as well.
Martha Wash is the diva of divas. Hit songs, It's Raining Men, Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now, Carry On. Her latest song is I've Got You. And she was nice enough to join us for conversation and some beautiful songs in our studios in Washington, D.C. Martha Wash, thank you so much for joining
us. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And I think you said you were nice enough to sing us out on what? Everybody, everybody?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, all right. Everybody, everybody. Ow.
Ow. Okay, I know everybody in the studio is just sitting there and they've been listening to the music and everything, but I want to see you clap. I want to hear you clap. Come on. You won't belong to me, I let you down. I walk around and see your night skyline. I feel the light, but you don't want to stay. So lonely now, just let me off downtown. Set I'm free, set I'm free. Yeah.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More's technical director is Brian Jarbo. He had a hand this week from Neil Tivolt and Kevin Waite. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. The executive producer is Tashima Walker. And to tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can also friend me on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at TellMeMoreNPR to give us your feedback. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow. Everybody, yeah.